After a long day of being pulled in every direction, the last thing anyone wants to think about is, what's for dinner? That's where Schwan's can help, with a variety of real food choices, frozen to lock in freshness. From ready-made meals, premium meats and side dishes, to vegetables, ice cream, and more. Schwan's foods go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours, so you can pull off a delicious meal in no time at all. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. To help simplify mealtime, visit Schwan's.com.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist of billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Now that's something, I don't care where you are, what you've been through, we're saying what you grew up in, whether you're the president or whether you're living in your circumstances, dealing drugs and going through, one thing you can take action on right now is to start filling your subconscious, start filling your mind with some positive things. Yes. Watch some YouTube videos, they're free. Listen to some things before you go to sleep. And if you're saying, well, I can't stop watching the news or culture, okay, try to then at least watch one positive YouTube video then. If you have to watch the news, start by watching one pause, you know, phase out of it or something. Do one thing at a time if you have to. I would personally say try to stop and go with that. But you can do steps of it and you'll start noticing.
I think, man, if you're ready to just really be serious, you just got to ask yourself, is doing this helping me?
Yeah.
Right? Because if you look at it and you say, is watching news helping me get to what I want? Probably not. Right? Is I said about the NFL.
Here's what people believe, and I'm not, and again, you're at your level of understanding, I'm not disrespecting, I've been there, they're thinking, but how am I going to know? I want to invest in property. The news is teaching me what to look for in the forecast. No, it's not. And let me tell you why. The people teaching make money. They have 24-hour news. They make money off the more drama they put into it without any research or facts. It's a money-making business. They make money off it, and people are more drawn to these negative stories, unfortunately, not the ones that are making it. And when I was opening DreamShine in the recession, we bill Medicaid, Medicare a lot through the government. You know how many people said, are you watching the news? What are you gonna do if the recession makes this budget cut? In the back of my mind, I wasn't totally ignorant to it, but also I said, and then I would start thinking, well, what am I gonna? And then I realized if I kept dwelling on that, I became paralyzed. So I said, I don't know, but I'm gonna keep just doing right now. I gotta keep doing. Stop. I don't want to hear about it. It's not affecting us. It's not changing this. If that's gonna happen for sure, then I'll make strategies and I'll adjust. Mm-hmm. It ended up never changing anything. And people were telling me, you gotta have a plan. In 2 years, you know, and on the news, you know they're gonna cut all funds. 11 years later, nothing ever got cut.
Yeah, man, listen, if the economy.
Do you know how much time I could have wasted on that?
Absolutely. For stuff you can't control.
Yes.
You can't control it.
So I stopped watching the news. I said, stop telling me. People would bring, I would say, I'll talk to you about anything else, but not that. I'm already dealing with so many other things right now, and that's not a fixable right. I gotta stay focused, man.
We deal with so much in a day.
Yes.
But do you understand
it's
that?
The energy. I don't want to even put a mental thought into that.
You only have a certain amount of decisions that you're going to make every day.
Yes.
You get to the point, right? And I'm sure everybody's been there, where it's time to make a decision and you're like, you know what, I'll deal with this tomorrow. I'm just done thinking about anything today.
And that's a smart...
You use
that's
all
a smart
your decisions.
Introspection to have.
So if you run out of decision-making power, for a day, why would you want to waste decisions?
Yeah, and watching that, it drains it. It's like, yeah, it's like an energy, it's like a decision power vampire.
I made the decision to not watch the news, made the decision not watch the NFL, not watch the NBA, not watch any other sports. And I noticed by not taking 5 to 9 hours on a Sunday to watch the NFL, my income went up.
Me too.
Because
I loved watching. I would go to the Broncos games. And I'm not. Everyone doesn't have to. Whatever you choose to cut out or how, do that for you. And then there can be a time when you get back to it.
So this is the thing, though, right?
You got to cut some stuff like that out.
You got to get rid of the options.
Yes.
You got to get rid of the options. So for me, if somebody called right now and they said something happened to one of my kids, I'm gonna book a flight and I'd be flying out on the first thing I can get on, right?
Yeah.
Non-negotiable.
Yep.
So if I say that I want this business to survive, if I want this business to succeed, I got to cut out everything that is against the business. Everything that puts my business second, I have to get rid of it.
Yeah.
I can't say I want this, but then I want to take all this other stuff that don't help me get it.
Yeah.
So there's no, you can't really be in between and say, okay, cut this out today and then this out tomorrow. No. Like, if you're not willing to cut out the things that aren't helping you get there, stop telling me about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear it.
Or if you're, I know some people that, okay, you still watch the NFL. My friend does it every Sunday. But what he did to make up for that, he chose to start getting up, Bill Courtwright, at 3 a.m. every other day to get to work out first, get all his other stuff done, and free up that time. But he gets up at 3 a.m. every day.
So he made the sacrifice.
So he made those extra hours available because he wanted to be able to do that.
Yep.
But he couldn't get up at the same time and still do all this. There's levels. You can get to another level and earn it and have more time for that as you build it.
And then the crazy thing, what happens is the more you build it, the more you got to let other stuff go. So even stuff you was avoiding to let go, there's going to come a time when you got to let that go too.
Because at the higher, you have more that you're accountable for.
But then the crazy thing is, not even crazy, the best part is you get to a level where you can get all that stuff back and enjoy it and you buy your time back.
That's right.
But you can't buy your time back until you make that level to where financially you're okay, and you say, you know what, you know, I'm doing this number. I'm gonna instead of doing, you know, $500,000, I'm gonna do $450,000, and I'm giving $50,000 to me getting my time back.
Yes. Yep.
So
yep.
Now I can take a week every month. Because that week equals $50,000 for the year, and I'm willing to pay $50,000 to get my life back.
Yeah, because some people just get so addicted to only making more and more and more, but then their family never knows who they are. Mm-hmm. And I don't look at that as successful either. I know there's seasons where you got to explain, I'm going to be working a lot to help with this.
Yeah.
But then you should be able to buy that time back. That's how I was able to go to Sierra Leone for a month plus and not take any credit for it, pay it. But it wasn't a year after owning my company, it was 9 years.
9 years.
After a lot of
But this is why, again, you gotta be around the right people.
But I was able to take it all off, unplug.
Yep.
And I remember for a moment I was feeling guilty, like, do I, you know, the old mindset trying, and it's like, man, I've worked so much to get here, like, I've invested the time. I can take this off.
Yeah, and why you got to be around the right people is because when you sent me the video with the monkey, with Mo and the monkey, I'm like, yo, Mark was just over here, and then he just went, now he's over here. And I looked at my wife, I said, yo, we got work to do.
Yeah.
I said, we got work to do because this, so by you taking the trip, by you sending me the video, sharing your moment with your family with me, it helped to push me.
That's cool.
To say, hold on, like, my man having a ball. I want to have a ball too. I want to be able to go have a ball.
Yeah.
So because you pushed to get there, you helped to motivate me to push harder to get there.
That's awesome.
You see what I mean? But this is why you can't be around people whose dreams are smaller than yours.
No. Unless you're coaching them, like, if they're buying different. Your services, yeah, then you're helping teach them.
Yeah.
But not, you know, you can be respectful, high and by, but you can't have a inner circle like, I'm so selective of who I invest in, because when I invest in a friend, just like everything else, I'm all in.
Yep.
And like you said, if you're going through a serious emergency, like say you got in an accident and you're in the hospital and your daughter is in a coma, you call me, your wife, I'm there. I'm taking a flight. And that's why I'm careful about who I invest in, because I know I'm going to go, if that happens, I'm going to go there. I'm going to be with them. Yep. But if you did that with every person that was an acquaintance, you'd be doing that 365 days a year.
Yeah.
But I care, like, I'm going to invest that much. That's why there's only a few people that I'm really going to, because I know, I know they're going to do the same for me. Like, we have that relationship. And if they're not, then they're acquaintances. They're not, they're not, you know.
So before them relationships are formed, you have to put yourself in a position where you have something to offer.
Yeah.
So that means you have to train, you have to study, you have to become valuable. You have to stop looking for people to add value to your life when you have no value to add. So if you're not adding value to your own life, I know you can't add value to mine. Instantly, I'm done. If I see you adding value to yours, then I'm engaged now. I'm watching. You're on the radar. Why? Because I see you pushing. I see you striving to do something. When we finally connect and I walk away and I'm like, whoa, like, yeah, that helped. That was great. Yeah. I got to make sure I have lunch with my man again.
You know what I mean? You respect him.
Yeah.
I've had guests on my show when I first started that said, that offered Dan Miller, the New York Times bestselling author, to be on. Aaron Walker's his name. He's all over on every podcast. He had him. He said, I said, man, that was only my third episode. I didn't even know what made you. He said, you know what, Mark? Everyone always, because they're good friends, asks me to get him on, and I never do, like everyone does. And he said, I watched you out there grinding. He's like, every time I saw social, I saw you, man, he's like, I respected it, that you were just working so hard. He's like, that's the only way I can think is I respect it. I just saw that you were just you were grinding so much. And I called him, and he's like, and I never do that, and got him on it. He's like, I just respect that you were working so hard. I didn't even know it. I was just doing what I was doing.
Yeah, people respect the grind. They respect it. And the thing is, they don't even...
People that grind respect the grind.
And they don't say anything to you. They don't say anything. They may watch you for a year.
Yes.
For 2 years.
Bill Courtwright, if you're watching this.
Because they just want to see.
Yep.
Are you going to be consistent?
Yes.
Because if somebody is disciplined, right? And if you want something, you better be disciplined. That's the key. Yeah. If someone is disciplined in how they structure their day and what goes in their head and who they talk to, you're not just going to be invited.
Yeah.
Put the work in, keep going, and then one day you'll get a call that says, hey, let's set up a time to talk. I know, because I just got like three of them on my gram, right? Let's set up a time to talk. I'm whoa, where'd that come from?
But they watch, but over time, over years, because what people want to see, and I also even do this with hiring and how I elevate my team members, is passion can be this, people think it's a feeling. And they get wishy-washy. Same with when they have this great idea for a business. At first, you're excited, you're amped up, but then I watch what happens when everything you want to do doesn't work out, and when all hell breaks loose. I watch how they go through that, if they go through that. Then I continue to see, and they're still up there battling and crawling, like with a lion, and their bare hands and they're bloody, and they still get back up.
Yeah.
Not for a month, but like you said, for a year, and then 2 years. And then I start to think like you. All right, they are passionate, because they're fighting, continuing to battle through this, and I've been there, and I know how much I wanted to give up. And it's not the passion of like ranting and raving and being, it's getting through that hell and continuing to, and then continuing to be encouraging others and being out there. And people watch that, man, and it inspires them. So mm-hmm. if you're thinking like, well, I'm not at this level, like I kept doing, I was a New York Times bestselling author, but I was inspiring them by not knowing I was. So yeah. like you gotta just, you keep doing.
Keep doing. That's it. William said, he said, just do it, do it, do it. He said, so I'm listening to my man Art, right? And I said, they said, Dodd, he said, this is gonna be my best year ever. He said, just do it. He it's said, Art, like, I'm gonna be able like, to take care like, of my family.
Like show me.
Yeah, he said, just do it.
Yeah.
He said, Art, I'm telling you this, I'm gonna build the biggest team ever. He said, just do it. Do it, do it. And I'm telling you, when I heard that, man, I said, whoa, I don't even want to tell nobody what I'm going to do. Just do it.
You get one, it's like the owner of Walmart said, so you get 1 point for thinking it, and you get 9 points for making it actually happen. Because ideas aren't that hard to have. No. And I talk to my team about this, because I'll get hit with a lot of them. I'll be like, that's great. Make it happen and show me.
You know the crazy thing?
I'm like, because I'll get caught on ideas. Like, I love that. But then I realize it becomes a we thing. And then it's like, now you make it happen. I don't have time. You make that actually happen and show me?
This goes back to the investing in yourself.
Yes.
The idea is free.
Yeah.
People don't respect free.
No, the idea is free. There's no action, there's no blood, there's no sweat, there's no tears.
It's free. So people don't respect free. That's why you can't give your information out for free.
It's like, I have an idea how to kill the lion.
Yeah.
Go kill it and bring it back to it's me free. And throw it on the table.
It comes to you know? For free because we're all meant to reach a level we want. So it comes for free.
Yeah.
But you have to put in the blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah.
When you put in the blood, sweat, and tears, now it goes from free to an investment.
Yeah.
The investments when you have the opportunity to make a return. You don't think about an investment and get a return. You have to take action. So it's the same thing, man. In life, it comes to you free because you're meant to be successful. But you're not willing to do what it takes to be successful, so you can't capitalize on what you had for free.
Yeah.
And that's how I look at the whole thing. So invest in information. Stop looking for free information. Don't pick nobody's brain. If you pick their brain too much, they're not going to have a brain. They're going to die.
Oh, man, I get so. And if you're at the level of where everyone's picking your brain, because I went through that and I tried to answer everyone, I realized, well, I'm getting burnout. I'm getting irritable. You don't have to answer every message.
I ain't.
You don't, just because you're available on social media, just because I have 50,000 on this platform, that I don't have to answer every email. I don't need to.
No.
Everyone has an opportunity for it. That's, I don't have time. I don't have time to go through all that. They may or may not, but if it's going to be that good enough of a one, they'll find a way to get a hold of me. Beyond a LinkedIn DM message or whatever. They'll find if they're that serious about it.
It's out there, so just let's be consistent. Let's go get it.
Yeah. Now, last thing, we've been recording so much here, and man, this has been great here. Like, we're going, just this business session, this life session, we're covering a lot. Like, I love this. Like, I could talk all night with someone like Pierre. Now, something I want to end this with is a question that I kind of dropped earlier is, does becoming massively successful, and you know, I'll give some names of like massively successful, like billionaires, like, gosh, now I'm drawing a blank on his name, that was just Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
Does becoming massively successful, like at that level, Jay-Z, it doesn't have to, you know, mass, he's like a billion, between him and his wife now, what they crossed the billionaire status, a lot of people we could think of, I'm talking massively, the whole, you name them, and 9 out of 10 people in the whole world pretty much know who that person is. Does that make you a narcissist? No. Does that make you, can you be massively successful and not be an egotistical jerk?
Absolutely. You know,
everyone else is going to say, but everyone I see that's, they're against the man, you know, that's the man. And they never settle, never give up, and keep elevating beyond.
This is Julie.
Hey, calendar, what's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 9:05, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry, I can't fit that question into your schedule. 9:15, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwann's help. With Schwann's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at Schwann's.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.